Hello, beloved. Welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. I'm your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about how to prepare well for marriage, because we've been talking a lot about, like, you know, embracing the gifts and triumphs and the fruitfulness of what it means to be a Christian single in today's society. But at the same time, part of the assignment of being a single is to also prepare well for the journey that is ahead. So we talked about a few things in the last few episodes, and if you missed it, I really encourage you to go back and to check those out. But today I really want to incorporate the most essential part as a Christian, and that is the prayer preparation that goes into this season that is unique to the season. It's almost like, and actually I would actually say that it's actually the gift of that season, that we get to pray into our marriage, even though we do not see where it is yet or know who the person is, or maybe you do know who the person is, but all that good stuff, that invitation to celebrate and be in anticipation and to be ready with the Lord, even though we're still in this season of singleness. But before we dive into that, just really want to encourage you once again to join the community and to subscribe and to follow so that you'll be notified of our episode every Tuesday morning. Because like I've been always saying, this is not just another podcast, but this is an invitation to be a part of a community, part of a conversation that is so much neglected in today's church communities. Unfortunately, I've been talking to a bunch of girlfriends today, and we were just grieving about the fact that how Christian singles are often overlooked and invisible in today's church environment, especially single moms and all of that. So just really wanted to validate that, you know, you being here is you partaking in the fact that you belong to a community and that we're here to support one another, encourage one another to grow. And I hope that whatever I'm sharing with you, it's not the be all and all, but just the sparks of beginning of a conversation that we can share with one another. And that is why I always want to encourage you guys to get in touch with me on social media, Simone the Beloved, so that I can continue this conversation with you and that I'm not just talking at you. So as I've been saying throughout this whole podcast, you know, singleness has its goods and it has its bads. There are fruitfulness to be reaped in this season, but there are also struggles and hardship in this season. And it's my prayer that through this community, that we can support one another, to grow one another, to make it a safe place for us to explore and learn how to make it as fruitful as possible. But that doesn't mean that we're stuck in this season and this is the be all and all. And especially for those of us that knows that there's a desire in our hearts to be married. The last few weeks we were talking about, you know, how to get ourselves ready to be that person that's ready when a relationship comes, when we do meet someone that we possibly want to explore and adventure about what it will look like possibly to be married and spend the rest of our lives with that person. But as I was talking to some people after last week's episode, I also realized I really need to put in a disclaimer about the preparation that I was talking about. Because being prepared, meaning like, you know, like trying to get yourself to become the best version of yourself, to be ready to be in a relationship and getting yourself aligned to meeting the people and the lifestyle that you are most desiring for, does not in any way mean that you can completely brace yourself emotionally to know what's ahead of you. Because there's no way. Like, we can imagine how we may be feeling when the situation arises, when our life changes, when things actually gets tossed upside down. Seriously, I mean, if you are middle-aged like I am and have been single for a pretty long time, being in a relationship turns your life completely upside down in ways that you can't possibly brace yourself for ahead of time. You may imagine how it could possibly, you may possibly react to all of that, but when things happen, you'll find yourself still pretty much reacting to it. And I just wanted to put that disclaimer there that although we can try our best to prepare ourselves so that we know what we're looking for, and when we try our best to not find ourselves in situations that are least desirable, but at the same time, give grace for yourself that even no matter how much preparation you give yourself, it's gonna be traumatic. It's gonna be a roller coaster ride. It's gonna be dramatic because it's a major life change. That's something that people don't really talk about, is that transition from singleness into a relationship is a major life change. And you need to give yourself grace to slow down, to acknowledge what you're feeling and all that good stuff, and to even grieve about, you know, like even though maybe you're not married yet, but sometimes we still need to grieve our singleness, grieving that there is less time for yourself, the plans that you were so used to doing with yourself, the rhythm of your daily life, the rhythm of your weekends, of your evenings or whatever are disrupted, and that to honor the fullness of life that you did have as singleness, that requires grieving. And grieving is not a bad thing. Grieving does not mean just staying stuck in depression and feeling sad about something. Grieving is to acknowledge that last season of singleness was good. It was fruitful, and it's brought me to be the person I am today so that I can be in this relationship and to love and honor this potential partner and to get ready together for the life that we anticipate to have together. But part of that grieving requires space. And I just wanted to encourage you, beloved, to give yourself space to do that. Anyways, after that disclaimer, just wanted to hop into today's topic about prayer preparation. So last week we talked about, you know, envisioning what kind of life do we want? What kind of marriage do we want? What kind of person do we want to be in that relationship? And we were inviting God to be in that conversation, to dream with us, to help us to dream, to see what He desires for us, the gifts and the blessings that He desires to pour into our future, into our marriage, into our families. And that is why it's so important in this time of singleness to also embrace the gift and the invitation of praying into our marriage. I had a dream the other day. I'm officiating one of my spiritual kids' wedding this coming Saturday. That's in real life. And then so in the dream, I was getting ready with other kids of mine for the wedding. And in the dream, as we were preparing, the bride was also preparing, but in a separate place, in a separate room, and we couldn't see her yet. And for some reason, we were waiting until midnight to be allowed to see her and to see the wedding venue and to be able to prepare together. And when I woke up from the dream, I realized that there's this invitation for this season, that just like in Matthew 25, where the parable of the 10 virgins being ready for the kingdom of heaven to come, ready to meet their bridegroom, and that we want it to be not the foolish ones that are caught to be sleeping at such a time that when midnight comes, when bridegroom comes, that we're not ready. We want to be the wise ones with the oils ready in our lamp and not fading out. Likewise, we want to be ready for our marriage, that when the moment comes that you meet the person that God is bringing into your life, that you walk down that aisle and say I do to one another, that you have been preparing yourself, that you've been preparing yourself with the Lord, that you know how to pray into this marriage, that you know how to keep God at the center of your relationship, that you know that you've been praying for the other person and you both to be united in Christ, to grow with Christ, to grow with one another, to become the man and woman that He had made you guys to be, and that in this union, that you will become more and more of God's image, Christ's image, each and every single day. But all of that doesn't start when we meet a person or when we start doing premarital counseling or at the altar or after marriage. All of that actually starts when we're still single, before we've met that person. And that might sound kind of crazy because it's like, well, what am I supposed to be praying into? Well, that's the lovely gift, is that as we engage in these conversations with God, God will reveal to you what His heart and desire for you are. And that as He reveals these things to you, then He will also reveal to you what kind of person do you need to prepare yourself to become, to change your heart, your attitude, your mindset, heal from past experiences, past traumas, your childhood, your upbringing, your relational patterns, all those things, offering it to God so that He may transform you to be that person that will be able to reap the best, the most blessings out of your relationship, that you will be able to love and honor your partner when the Lord brings him or her to you. Because honestly, the biggest regret sometimes is that when God does bring you the person you've been waiting for and you realize that, wow, this person is everything I've ever prayed for, but unfortunately, I'm not ready. I'm not the person that is ready to embrace all of this blessing. I'm not the person that knows how to steward any of this blessing well. I'm not that person that knows how to love and honor this person. And and I don't share this with you guys to try to provoke FOMO or anything, because of course, even if we get ourselves into such a situation, the Lord is merciful, the Lord is gracious, and He will get us through all of that, and that He will be able to use that still to teach us, to prime us, to prune us into becoming that person. But then that stretching will become harder. You're making it more painful than it had to be. So, beloved, today's encouragement and invitation to you guys is to really consider taking the time to start praying into your marriage. Praying for God to change and transform you into the man and woman that will be the husband or wife that will know how to love and honor your spouse properly. To transform you into that mother or father that will cherish and grow your child into the ways of the Lord. That Holy Spirit will teach you to be that leader or that helper in the marriage, which will encourage one another to walk and to grow with Christ together, so that this family unit is not only just a blessing within itself, but glorifies God, that points everyone else that is looking at your marriage to wonder what's different about them, that they would see and know that God is good. And God is still alive, and God cares not just about the major world things, but that God cares about the tiny details of our lives, which includes our marriage, our happiness, our relationships with our spouse, our relationships with our children. That is the kind of God that calls Himself our Father, who invites us to call upon His name with every one of our needs, that He provides not just for the big things, but just something as simple as daily bread, something we take for granted as marriage, that perhaps a lot of times we think, you know, this is too trivial for God to care about. But indeed, it's not, because marriage was God's idea from the foundation of time, and it's actually one of the things He cares most about, and that is why He calls the church His bride. And unless we invite Him in, we will never understand, and we're actually missing in on the blessing of being part of that testimony, that glorious tapestry of blessing upon this earth that He calls us to be. So, beloved, I just invite you to take time today to ask the Holy Spirit to start teaching you how to pray into your marriage, to pray into your future relationships, pray into your family, pray into your children, your grandchildren, your legacy, your family to come, the generations to come, because the blessings that's upon your life is not just for you. For the generations to come, and it's going to change the world. Just putting it out there, I believe that your generations to come is going to change the world. Can I get an amen for that? All right. So anyways, I hope what I'm sharing today wasn't too much for you, but I really want to hear back from you guys and hear how you guys have been praying for your marriage, your family, your children, and all that good stuff. So please drop me a comment or a message on my social media, Simone the Beloved, and I look forward to chatting with you guys again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Just wanted to remind you that you are dearly loved, you are seen, you are accepted, and you belong to Jesus Christ. Have a great and wonderful week.